Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Sis, How I Look in Your Panties, Part 2, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. I was a lot less nervous this time. One, because I looked so much better, and two, I had Joanne's word that she wouldn't let me get into trouble. Joanne drove across town and parked right across the street from the entrance to the club. I held my purse tightly as we walked into the club, the semi-darkness making me feel much better. Or at least they won't get a clear view of me, I thought. Joanne led the way past a row of tables and into a small private room. Why don't you go on in, Donna? I'll be along in a minute. I nodded my head yes, opened the door, and stepped into the room. To my dismay and shock, I saw my family. Come in, Donna. Sit here next to me. My mother patted a seat next to her. I was rooted to the spot, unable to move. Fear told me to split, run away and say it was all a mistake. But my mother's calm voice made my stay until, at last, I walked the rest of the way into the room and sat next to my mother. Just as I sat down, my sister Joanne walked in and sat next to our father. I was shaking in my little heels, my knees held tightly together, did nothing to quell my shaking. Joanne agreed to help you get dressed because we asked her to, Donna. If you had any idea we didn't know about your dressing, you were wrong. As it happens, your wanting to dress like a girl coincides with a need we have. My father looked at me intently before he went on. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but it would help all of us and you would be able to dress every day at least for a while. With your mother's help, Joanne says that you can easily become a young lady. He paused before he told me why they needed me to dress as a girl. I have a new boss, Chuck Barron, and he is having a barbecue this weekend. He didn't invite everyone, just a few of us and our families. It's a strong possibility that I'm on a short list for promotion, and he has all of the say. When he mentioned that he had a son your age, I foolishly said I had a daughter the same age. Now, without being seen as a fool or worse, I have to arrive with a 17-year-old daughter. It was Joanne's idea, but I have to be honest with you. I didn't believe that you could look the least bit like a girl and tried to put that idea down. But now that I have seen you, I want to ask you if you do it. For us, all of us, I was stunned. So many thoughts ran through my mind that I started to get confused. My father, the very symbol of conservative business, was asking me to dress like no, become his daughter. My wildest dream had been dropped into my lap, and now I was unable to answer. That's okay, dear. You think about it while we eat. I felt the comforting hand of my mother on my knee. Dinner was, well, I was unable to remember, but the more I thought about it, the more I thought I wanted to try it. You set me up, didn't you? We didn't see any other way. If we had asked you outright, you would have said no, and you know it. I gave it some thought before I answered. Okay, Dad, I'll do it, but I'm not sure I can pull it off. I mean, he is 17, right? A nod of the head. And I'm supposed to be a 17-year-old girl? Another nod. What if I tries to, I mean, get fresh? My father just smiled at her. Then you do whatever you think is right at the time, because that will be entirely up to you. Great. He's a lot of help, I thought. What about Janice and Bob? I turned to them. Can you keep a secret like this? I mean, if what I'm doing got out, I'd be dead meat and Dad would too. Bob was smiling at me, while Janice positively glowed. Sure, Donna. If you can pull this off, then it means I can go to state. And I'll have a sister to talk to, piped in Janice. Okay, I guess. My mother hugged me and told me she was looking forward to having another daughter. We'll have to go shopping tomorrow, of course. You need so many things, but Joanne has some things you can use. And with what we get you tomorrow, you'll be able to get by until we expand your wardrobe. For the rest of the dinner, I watched for any signs of snickering, but never saw any sign of it. We moved to the main room for the band after dinner and enjoyed the music. I saw a few guys looking at Joanne and I wondered if they would come talk to us, but they never did. That night, it was my mother that helped me get undressed. You know, I know of a store that has some things that you will certainly need. Why don't we make that our first stop in the morning? I went to bed that night, wondering just what my mother was talking about. Sleeping in a nightgown for the first time made me feel somehow even more feminine than I did that night. The next morning, I was awakened by my mother. Just casual today, Donna. You have a lot of clothes to try on, and it will be easier for you. I'll get you a pair of Joanne's old jeans and a blouse. You can wear your penny loafers today. Do your makeup and I'll help with your hair. When I came out of my room, I looked like many young girls my own age. My hair was done in a ponytail, and with the makeup and bra, I looked average. After a quick breakfast, Joanne, Mom, and I left for the mall. But on the way, we stopped at the specialty store Mom had mentioned. After we walked in and my needs explained, I was taken in the back and asked to strip. I looked at my mother, a pleading in my eyes, but I was told to strip and do as the woman asked her. Mom went back out front at the urging of the woman to wait with Janice. What happened next totally stunned me. I was measured, then after a short wait, I was handed a panty. I almost didn't see it because it was skin-colored. Go in there and put this on, dear. You'll figure it out. In my panties, I closed the door to the small room and looked closely at the panty I had been given. Inside, there was a tag with instructions, which I read first and then removed the tag smiling. It was made so that my hips were made rounder, and my maleness would fit inside a sheath, made so that I would be comfortable and be able to use all of my bodily functions. I applied the thin coating of grease, slid the sheath on, and pulled the panty up most of the way before I applied the glue to it. Then, after I had pulled it on, I pushed lightly on the seams at the back. Looking in the mirror, I could see that I had what looked like a woman's thing, surrounded by a small triangle of hair. I stepped into my panties again and walked out of the room smiling. Now for the rest, come with me, dear. I followed the woman into a small workshop where I had breast forms attached to my chest that were so lifelike that I almost thought they were real. You can wear them for 10 days or so, but then you have to take them off and clean the skin underneath and let the skin breathe for several hours before you put them back on. By the way, you are a 36B. The woman told me to get dressed, and after I did and walked back out front, it was a much more confident girl that smiled at my mother and sister. Do you know what I did? Yes, dear. I told her you needed some help in the breast department. I assume I fixed you up? That's when I knew that Mother didn't know about the panty, and I decided not to tell her just yet. It was just after 11 when we got to the mall, and I saw many of my old classmates there. I stayed close to my mother until I realized that if challenged, I could prove I was a girl and relaxed. The first place we went to was a department store where I was fitted for bras. We bought three, one black, one white, and one a demi-cup lace-trimmed push-up in a soft peach. Then I got some slips, half and full, several skirts, pleated, straight, and A-line. In another store, I bought four pairs of shoes, two heels, and two flats with purses to match, and a new wallet. Lugging the packages through the mall, I saw a teddy I liked and went in the store. Besides the teddy, I bought two more nightgowns and a baby doll set in white. Can I try it on first, Mom? Sure, honey. When I stepped out of the changing room, my mother saw that I looked just like any other girl. My pubic area clearly that of a female. Go change, Donna. But as she said it, she followed me into the changing room and saw for the first time the special panty I had on. That woman just had me try it on. I never said anything else, really. Mom took a closer look and saw how real it looked and smiled. I guess being discovered by Chuck's son isn't a problem anymore, is it? From there, we went to the beauty shop where I had my first ever professional cut. They lightened my hair a few shades and added an auburn rinse. They also did my nails, filing them into small ovals and painted them a soft reddish brown. When I left the beauty shop, I had a shorter style, but it made me look better and a lot more feminine. It was also a soft perm, but I didn't know that. Janice and my mother had decided that since my being a girl was going to last a while, it would make it easier for my to take care of. While I was getting my hair done, the packages were taken to the car so that we could start all over again. Before we left the mall, I had bought a lot of costume jewelry, three dresses, two more skirts, shorter, and seven blouses. As we were walking out, we all saw a swimsuit display, and Janice and I decided that I would need one. So we went into the store, and I tried on and bought a bikini. It was full-pantied, but the top was skimpy, and it was red, a color that contrasted with the tone of my skin, making me look even more feminine. It made me look almost positively sexy. It took me 2 hours to clean out my closet and hang all of the new clothes. I had taken over Joanne's old room since we all thought that my brother Bob might have trouble seeing me in no clothes every day. I changed into a short white skirt and a red blouse, put on some white ankle socks and my tennis shoes, and went down to the family room. Mom smiled at me, and we sat there watching television for a while. Joanne asked Mai if I wanted to go with Mai to the grocery, so I left with her. I told you it would be okay, Donna. In fact, by the look on your face, I'll bet you're on cloud nine right about now. Not answering her, I only smiled, half at Joanne and half for myself. With my skirt swirling around my knees, we bought the groceries for the week. That night, I went over my body carefully, making sure that there was no sign of maleness about me. My body was silky smooth to the touch, and with my special panties and the breast forms, I looked as female as possible. I picked out what I would wear the next day and put on my baby doll. When I walked into the family room, my father almost choked when he saw me. He had not yet asked how I looked so feminine, but when it was more than obvious that I had what seemed to be a female body, he sputtered a bit. My breasts strained against the thin material, not quite hiding my new charms. Mom saw this and told my to get a robe on. After I added the robe and returned, I told my father about the special panty and the breast forms. That night I had to sleep on my side. I wasn't used to having breasts, which made sleeping on my face a no-no. Using the bath was a new experience, having to sit down, of course, and making sure I was clean all of the time. The next morning, after I had eaten breakfast, I went to my room to try and decide what to wear for my first outing, where there would be a male my own age, knowing that he would try and get friendly with me. I slipped on a clean pair of panties, then the bra, and went to the bath and did my makeup, which by now was getting easier for me. Joanne had told Mai how to wear it, and for the first time, I was going to do it herself without any help. I didn't even wear eyeshadow or eyeliner, just my foundation and powder set. A bit of blusher and lipstick. In my room, I pulled on a short red skirt and a white blouse, ran a brush in my hair, and gave it a quick spritz of hairspray. I put some small gold studs in my ears and a thin gold chain around my neck that had a small heart-shaped pendant. I put on some white ankle socks and my new tennies, stood and looked in the mirror. I was very happy with the results and moved my wallet, lipstick, and, to my shame, some tampons that my mother insisted I carry. All girls do it, and now you must too. A dab of Chanel and I went down to the family room where everyone but Janice and Joanne were waiting. Janice was wearing shorts and a pullover, her hair in a ponytail. She also had on lipstick, something my mother had not yet let her wear. She got a look from my mother and replied to the unasked question. You let Jim wear skirts, it's only fair. My mother caved in and let her wear it. On the way over, everyone was reminded how important it was to refer to me as a female. No slips, we can use the money this promotion will mean. We all had a stake in making everyone believe I was a girl, so we all agreed. Chuck Barron was a huge man, well over 6'6". A smile graced his face as he greeted everyone and made the introductions. His wife Carol was, in contrast to my size, diminutive. All of maybe 5 foot tall. She had beautiful auburn hair and green eyes that seemed to dance when she looked at you. Their son David was built like his dad, tall and husky, but not yet completely filled out. Next to him, I felt like a midget. I barely came up to his shoulders. They had a daughter almost Janice's age, and the two younger kids immediately went to change into their swimsuits, leaving the four parents, David, Bob, and I. Our other daughter will be down shortly. She takes forever to change and get ready. Just as Mr. Barron spoke, his daughter Kelly walked out to the patio. She was 15, exactly Bob's age, and he fell in love right at the first sight of her. Can you kids excuse us? Sure, Dad, I'll take us out on the boat. David smiled at me, took my hand, lead me to the boat tied at the dock. Can you water ski, Donna? I never have, so I don't know. Maybe I can talk you into trying it later this afternoon. Maybe, I said. But in my heart, I knew I would try it, because he asked me, and I had always liked a challenge. He took myself, Bob, and Kelly around the lake slowly, showing us several spots where he could beach the boat. After we ski, we can come here to the island. There's a nice beach, and it's private. He looked at me when he said it, which sent shivers down my spine because I had never had to cope with a male's advances, and this one was setting the scene for later. By the time we returned to the patio, Dad was smiling, holding Mom tightly. Donna, Bob, I have been named the newest vice president of the company. I was very happy for him because he put in a lot of hours for this appointment. That's great, Daddy, you deserve it. We all hugged, then Carol said the food was ready. After we ate, David said he was going to put his suit on, and Bob went with him. Kelly took me to her room where I changed into my bikini. It was now or never. Wearing clothes that covered 90% of the body was one thing, but a bikini didn't leave a lot to the imagination, so I checked myself in the mirror, making sure my breasts were tightly held in the top, put my shoes back on, and went back to the patio. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.